So this Patavi Apo Triju Vai, we can contemplate on these things. And Buddha has advised his own son Rahul, right, to meditate on these things. Try to compare this Patavi in your body, also same as Patavi you find outside, outside matter. There's no difference of the Patavi nature of your physical body or outside matter. Similarly, other three are Apo, Vayu and Tejo. Right? The solidity nature you identify in your body is very similar to solidity nature you identify outside matter. Right? Similarly, liquidity nature, if you identify inside your body, it is very similar to liquidity nature if you find in water or somewhere, any other liquid. The heat, nature of heat, it is very similar when you find inside your body or outside. And the air element also, same thing, whether it is inside your body or outside. So we can contemplate on those things, like our body also collection of rupa kalapa, outside whatever matter also collection of rupa kalapa, but whatever solids the rupa kalapa, we can identify the patavi more than other three. Right? If we consider liquids, the rupa kalapa in those, it is possible to identify apu higher compared to other three. Right. Okay, so this one also, first we try to separate our body parts, 32 parts, then take one by one and try to contemplate on the composition of this. Okay? Right, let's start. So, sit in a posture where you can meditate. Keep your back a little bit straight. And hands, left hand, and then right hand on top of your left hand. And remember, while meditating, not to move your hands. And whatever feelings you get, try not to move your hands. Okay? You may get stretching feelings and so on, but do not move your hands. They will go off after a while. Okay? Right. Close your eyes. Now imagine your body. Whatever we see outside, we just take that out and place in front of us using our mind. So outside you can see head hair. Remove all head hair and place them in front of you. Then body hair. Remove and place them in front of you. Nails. Your hand fingers, leg fingers, remove all nails and place them in front of you. You can see white color nails in front of you. Teeth, pluck out one by one and place them in front of you. Once you remove those, what is remaining? So we can see outside skin. Remove the skin and place it in front of you. Once you remove the skin, you can see red color flesh all over the body. You move and place them in front of you. And blood vessels, place them in front. What is remaining? Skeleton, white color bone structure. Remove one by one and place them in front of you. The skull and other bones. Inside bones, this bone marrow, place them in front. Now we can think about other organs. Kidneys, two kidneys, like two mangoes, place them in front. Heart, again red color, fresh heart, place it in front. Liver, place it in front. Lungs, white color lungs, place them in front. Similarly, continue this for other organs, whatever you find, such as stomach, intestines, then foods inside your stomach that not digested. That's what we get when we vomit. The food's already digested. So if you see any other solids, just take them out and place in front. Now we have removed all solids and they are in front of us. Let's consider liquids and place them in front. Blood, red color blood, place them in front. Urine, place in front. Tears, saliva, pus, phlegm, and so on. Whatever liquids you see, just place them in front. Fat, sweat, the oily nature comes to our skin. Drain, place them. Now we have removed all solids as well. Nothing remaining here. So everything is in front of us. Now what happened to the I? Oh, personal person. I, myself, the person in this body. If there's such a person, should be in front of us in those parts. Let's check whether we can find the person. If you consider head hair, is there a person there? No, it is just collection of hair only. There is no person. If you consider nails, is there a person there? Again, it's collection of nails only. There is no person. I or myself. If you consider teeth, okay, we can't find a person there. Similarly, if we consider other parts separately, there is no person. Only one thing. Now, then why do we think there is a person? It is because when we see a body, arranged, these body parts arranged like a human body, we think there is a person inside that. If those parts separated, we don't think there is a person. So it's a creation of our mind. When we see a body, we think there is a person. Now we take one by one those parts, as in the same order we took. Head hair, body hair, nails, teeth and skin. They look like solids. Head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin. Each of these consists of a collection of Rupa Kalapa. Smallest element we can find is the Rupa Kalapa. And each Rupa Kalapa, again, four qualities can be identified. Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu. Solidity, liquidity, Apo. Heat, Tejo, Vayu, air. In this Rupa Kalapa, the solidity nature is much higher than the other three qualities. That's why this head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin looks like solids. If we consider outside matter like chairs, desks, trees, they are also a collection of Rupa Kalapas. Each Rupa Kalapa can identify solidity, liquidity, heat and air. But this Rupa Kalapa also, solidity nature is much higher than the other three. That's why they look like solids. The solidity nature of Patavi Dhatu visible in this body, or the head hair, body hair, nails, teeth and skin. The solidity of Patavi is very similar to the solidity you observe outside desk, chairs, trees. So the Patavi Dhatu is Patavi Dhatu, whether it is inside body or outside, Patavi is Patavi. Similarly, Apo, the liquidity, whether it is inside body or outside matter, liquidity, the Apo Dhatu is Apo Dhatu. Similarly, heat element, Tejo Dhatu, whether it is within the body or outside body, same thing. Air element, whether it is inside our body or outside, wherever we observe, that is same Vayu Dhatu. The common characteristics of Rupa or Rupa Kalapa is rising, changing and passing away. Rising, changing, passing away. So whatever collection of these Rupa Kalapa, whatever matter visible, like our head hair, body hair, nails, teeth and skin, and also tables, chairs, trees, whatever outside matters looks like solids, collection of Rupa Kalapa, they are continuously changing, rising, changing, passing away. These are the common characteristics. So head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, collection of Rupa Kalapa, rising, continuously changing, passing away. Then we go to next part. Flesh, red color, flesh, blood vessels, bones, white color bones, bone marrow,
They are also collection of rupa kalapas, very similar to solids we find outside, tables, chairs, trees. They are also collection of rupa kalapa. The rupa kalapa, the patali dhatu, we can identify, is much higher than the other three. This rupa kalapa rising, continuously changing, passing away. So this flesh, blood vessels, bones, bone marrows, collection of rupa kalapa continuously changing, rising, continuously changing and passing away. The solidity nature, Pachavita, to find in these parts are very similar to the solidity nature in outside, like tables, chairs, trees, wherever we observe. Patavi dhatu is patavi dhatu. Apo dhatu, the liquidy nature, is same. Whether it is inside this part or outside matter, it is same. Similarly, tejo dhatu, heat element, is same in this flesh, blood vessels, bones, bone marrows, or the tables, chairs, trees, and whatever matter. Solids we find outside. Similarly, air element, vayu dhatu, is same whether it is inside these body parts or outside matter. Then the organs, kidneys, heart, liver, lungs. These are also collection of rupa kalapa. Each rupa kalapa, the solidity nature is much higher than the other three. Patavi dhatu is higher than the apo, tejo, vayu. Similarly, solids we find outside, like tables, chairs, trees. They are collection of rupa kalapa. In this rupa kalapa, the solidity nature is much higher than other three. Patavi dhatu. It's much higher than apo, tejo, vayu. The common characteristics of rupa kalapa is rising, changing, passing away. Rising, continuously changing, passing away. So this rupa also, like our kidneys, heart, liver, lungs, collection of rupa kalapa, they are rising, continuously changing and passing away. The solidity nature found in these organs is very similar to solidity nature we find in outside matter, like desk, chairs, trees. Patavi dhatu is patavi dhatu, whether it is in these organs or outside matter. Similarly, apo, tejo, vayu, we identify this. It's very similar. We identify outside. Whether it is within this body or outside matter, patavi dhatu is patavi dhatu, apo dhatu is apo dhatu, tejo dhatu is tejo dhatu, vayu dhatu is vayu dhatu. Common characteristic of this matter or rupa is rising, continuously changing and passing away. Stomach, intestines, foods inside our stomach that are not digested yet, foods already digested. All those solids, again, collection of rupa kalapa. Outside solids like tables, chairs, trees, collection of Rupa Kalapa. The Rupa Kalapa, again, four types visible: solidity, liquidity, heat and air, Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu. The Patavi Dhatu is much higher than Apo, Tejo, Vayu. That's why they look like solids. The common characteristic is arising, continuously changing and passing away. The Patavi, the solidity nature, finding these body parts is very same, similar to the solidity nature we identify in outside matter like dust, chairs and trees. Similarly, Apo Dhatu, we identify in these body parts is same in the outside matter. Tejo, heat element, is same whether it is inside this body parts or outside. Air element, again similar whether it is in this body parts or outside. Now let's go to liquids. Blood, urine, tears and saliva. This all looks like liquids, but collection of Rupa Kalapa. Each Rupa Kalapa consists of Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu. The Patavi is much higher compared to other three. Sorry, the Apo is much higher in these liquids compared to other three. The Patavi, heat and air. That's why they look like liquids. Outside, whatever water we find outside, like ponds, lakes, rivers, they are also a collection of Rupa Kalapa. Each of these Rupa Kalapa, again, four qualities visible: solidity, liquidity, heat and air, Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu. Those Rupa Kalapa also the liquidity nature. Apo Dhatu is higher compared to other three. That's why they look like liquids. The common characteristics of those Rupa Kalapa: arising, changing and passing away. So these liquids, blood, urine, tears, saliva, also have similar characteristics: arising, continuously changing and passing away, because they are collection of Rupa Kalapas. Now the Patavi element, Patavi Dhatu, identifying these liquids, blood, urine, tears, saliva, is very similar to Patavi element we identify in outside water, ponds, lakes, rivers, etc. Similarly, Apo, Tejo, Vayu Dhatus, identifying this body liquids like blood, urine, tears, saliva, is very similar to the Apo, Tejo, Vayu Dhatu identifying outside water, ponds, lakes, rivers, etc. And think about other liquids similarly. Pus, phlegm, fat, sweat, brain. They are also again collection of Rupa Kalapa. Each Rupa Kalapa you can identify four elements: Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu, solidity, liquidity, heat and air. the outside liquids, like ponds, lakes, rivers, they are also a collection of Rupa Kalapa. They also we can identify Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu. But the liquidity nature, Apo, is higher compared to other three. That's why they look like liquids. The Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu, we are identifying these liquids inside our body. It's very similar to Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu nature in the outside liquids. There's no difference. The common characteristics of those liquids, collection of Rupa Kalapa, is arising, continuously changing and passing away. Arising, continuously changing, passing away. So our whole body, collection of solids, liquids, each of them, again, collection of Rupa Kalapa. Rupa Kalapa, whether it is in this body or outside, they are very similar. They are common characteristics, arising, continuously changing, passing away. So this whole body collection of Rupa Kalapa, continuously changing. Rupa Kalapas are arising, continuously changing and passing away. This whole body collection of Rupa Kalapa, arising, continuously changing, passing away. This whole body continuously changing, anicca, impermanent. Therefore, we are not satisfied, unsatisfactory, anicca, dukkha, and cannot be controlled. We can't stop that change. We don't have any control, anatta. Impermanent, unsatisfactory, and cannot be controlled. Anicca, dukkha, anatta. This whole body, anicca, dukkha, anatta. This is not me, not myself, not mine. Continuously changing, impermanent, unsatisfactory, and cannot be controlled. This whole body is not me, not myself, not mine. The continuously changing collection of Rupa Kalapa, impermanent, anicca, unsatisfactory dukkha, cannot be controlled, anatta. Impermanent, unsatisfactory, and cannot be controlled. Anicca, dukkha, anatta. Anicca, dukkha, anatta. Anicca, dukkha, anatta. Now you can slowly come out from samadhi thinking, may I normalize myself? May I normalize myself? Or may I come out from samadhi? May I come out from samadhi? And then slowly open your eyes to enter meditation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.